This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We've been talking about Uber, Lyft, the ride-sharing industry versus the taxi industry versus the government. Of course, the taxi industry and the government are teamed up against the ride-sharers generally, although there are some who are taxi drivers who are using sort of see the vision for the future, and they've adopted Uber and Lyft. So, for instance, somebody who is, you know, owns their own taxi cab, they could absolutely add Uber and Lyft to their service. There's nothing prohibiting them from doing that. And so, you know, not everybody, the lines aren't all necessarily drawn real firmly here.
Correct.
Sometimes there's some people who cross over into multiple categories. But as we pointed out, we're against the idea of regulations in general. That doesn't mean that we're in favor of some sort of crazy Wild West marketplace where people are dying left and right. That means that we believe that the market will provide superior controls over the players in the market, meaning that certifications will ensure that people are getting the quality service that they desire.
And the Wild West was not as wild and dangerous as most people think that it was.
That's true.
That's a discussion for another
time. Yeah, for sure. So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. Of course, you can take control of the airways and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at username lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Bill in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Bill? Go ahead.
Okay, my main concern with Uber driving, and I do Uber and I do Lyft,
okay,
is that the drivers are not insured by either company.
But actually, yes, they are. There's a commercial insurance that applies when you pick someone up and when you buy. So when you pick them up to when you drop them off. After that,
no.
It's your personal insurance that applies.
No. I hate to correct you on this, but I've done a thorough investigation on it, and I can tell you right now, the only insurance company that provides ride share in the state of Virginia right now is Geico. They're the only
You're talking
one.
About for an individual who wants to do ride sharing, not Uber. Uber has a commercial level package. I know this because I worked for them. That applies as soon as you pick somebody up.
No,
you're saying they're lying about that? You're saying that's a lie?
No. Listen, mate.
Okay.
They do not insure the driver, the Uber driver. They insure the customer when they get in. They insure the minimum of the as far as the auto goes.
Okay.
But they do not cover the driver.
I see. And what you're saying is that if you're driving commercially and you get into an accident, then your personal insurance won't cover you either.
Right, because what happened is, like my personal insurance, hello?
Yeah, you're right here.
Yeah, my personal insurance on one car that I have, when I turn the app on, they stop coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And Uber doesn't kick in until the customer gets into the vehicle. So for those 10 or 15 minutes that I'm driving, I have no insurance.
Well, that's very interesting. It's the first time that I've heard that, Bill. Thank you for calling and bringing that to the table tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here again, there are risks involved in doing business. And if it's true that Uber's been kind of covering that fact up, if indeed that's true, then that's, another critique, a valid critique, I think, of the company in that particular case. I wonder if the same thing is true of their competitors. For instance, if you know more, you're welcome to call in, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Scott in Bloomington, Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I'm Scott. I'm an Uber driver here in Bloomington, in Indiana.
And, welcome.
And the cab companies will actually go around and find the Uber drivers. And when you get out of your car to use the restroom or something, they let the air out of your tires.
Wow.
So
this has happened to you?
Twice.
Wow. Amazing. And now, where were you parked? At like a gas station or something?
Yes. Both times it was the same gas station.
Was the gas station able to help you investigate who it was that did it?
Yes. And the cab company that did it had to pay for three tires twice.
Incredible.
It was the same cab company.
So what other what other shenanigans are you aware of?
That's basically the only one. I've talked to a few other Uber drivers that say they've had the same thing but weren't able to prove who it was. Mine's happening where there's cameras. So.
Mm-hmm.
But
doesn't surprise me.
I think it's just kind of horrible that, instead of innovate, let's attack.
Yep, absolutely. They're trying to protect their position from the upstarts, from the newbies, from the competitors, and it's sad. I mean, it's really desperate. It's pathetic that somebody would try that. I mean, that's the light end of what has happened to some of the Uber drivers. I remember seeing video from, I think it was like Mexico City, where some of the cabbies were physically attacking people while they were in their cars, like going up and smashing windshields and windows and things like that. Actual violence being brought against the Uber drivers. Scary stuff.
Right. I do this on the weekends. My wife does it full time. She does it 5 days a week.
Again, one of the callers earlier who was a cabbie made it sound like nobody does this full time, which, of course, we know is not true. And, of course, we've heard the rumors that people on average make like $10 an hour or something like that. Why would you choose to make $10 an hour when you could have another job doing something else that's maybe less risky? Why would your wife choose to drive for Uber?
She does it because she's always wanted to own her own business.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives her that feeling.
It's true. It is just a feeling. I mean, you do own your own business in that you control yourself. You get to decide who you do business with. And in this case, she's choosing to partner with Uber. They could disconnect her if they wanted to for whatever reason. And then she would be kind of SOL, or maybe she'd have to sign up for Lyft or one of the other competitors. Of course, there's also Cell 411, which we mentioned at the beginning of the show, which actually does allow people to start their own business. It's a very interesting platform that is competing with Uber and Lyft right now, and you can go to getcell411.com to learn more about that. Scott, anything else you want to share from your experience?
Nope, just that you guys are great. I listen to you every night that I Uber.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you being out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Drive safe. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Nathan. Hello? Nathan in Myrtle Beach, going once. Nathan in Myrtle Beach, going twice. Oh, I hear somebody there. Maybe his name's not Nathan. Somebody on the line. Say hello. All right, we're going to put you back on hold. Maybe there's some sort of technical difficulty there. Let's go and try James one more time here in Colorado. James, do we have you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we do have you now. You're a little distorted. You might want to back away from your microphone a bit.
Okay, let me try. So I don't know. I've been very thankful for Uber. Like when I first moved out here, I was making $10 an hour, working for someone else. And after taxes, like $8.50 an hour,
mm-hmm.
I was having to take the bus. I couldn't afford a car. So like as soon as I could, I went and got a car note and got a car and started Ubering. And I don't know. I found that typically it's very time dependent, but like 4 months a day on average, I make like $16 an hour. And then
you said
after
4 months a day? Yes. You mean 4 hours a day?
4 months of data.
Oh, 4 months of data. Okay.
I also thought he said 4 months in a day. I was like, wow, that's some really good weed that
time
makes
cube.
You compress
timecube.com
in 2 days.
Sorry, we'll get to you. Let's get to your numbers here in a moment. I am interested in hearing it. Hang on, James. You can stick with us, right?
Yeah.
All right, more with James, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, turned Uber driver out in Colorado, and he's doing driving for Lyft as well. We'll get into that with him and see what, you know, what kind of money is he making. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Right here, 855-450-FREE. We are talking about transportation, the business of taking somebody from one point to another, or sometimes things to from one point to another. There are also people, I guess in some cities, Uber has been experimenting with like Uber Eats, where they will deliver food from restaurants. And, of course, services like that have been in business since long before there was ride-sharing, but it's interesting, you know, another interesting extension of that. And so kind of talking about the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs of the various different aspects of this, you're welcome to comment at 855-450-FREE. Now, if you've ever thought about starting up your own blog or website, and you've just been holding off, you're not sure about how to get started, you've been a little maybe intimidated by the process, you can go to HostGator, and they will make it easy for you. They've got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you'll find out that HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a special offer for you. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you just go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular prices. That's right, 50% off of their regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL. As we go back to James, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, calling in on Skype. Skype username, by the way, LRN.FM. James, you were calling and saying that your experience with Uber has been very positive. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I make more.
Do me a favor. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, James. Can you back off your microphone? It sounds like almost like you're eating the phone. Just maybe back off by like an inch or two, and you'll probably sound better.
Yes.
Definitely better. Go ahead.
Yeah, my experience with them has been very positive because of the government, it's hard to get a full-time job. So I was making like $10 an hour. I can only work 30 hours a week. Mm. So my take-home pay was like $1,200 a month. I could barely afford my rent, and, you know, like with Uber, I can afford a car. I can afford the car insurance. I now have a car available for, like, if I want to go grocery shopping, I have a car where before I had to use the bus. So, I mean, they've made my life so much better in a lot of ways. And I would say, like, just after the gas, it's like $12.25 an hour, but you can work 40, 50 hours a week if you want to. And the other thing that saved my butt a few times, both Uber and Lyft offer this. You can put in a debit card, and for 50 cents, you can get your pay immediately transferred to your bank account. Like, wow. There's no delay at all. It's instant. So,
wow.
Like, if I have a bill coming up, I can work and get paid daily if I want to pay my bills. So,
that's pretty impressive.
You know, yeah, it's really nice if you're, I mean, yeah, granted, I'd like to make $20 an hour, but, I mean, it's a better option than working kind of a low-skill job. I get to set my own hours.
Right.
So I can't really complain too much about it. And
yeah, that's a great point. How many places, you know, you can get a job for $9 or $10 an hour, but they're going to tell you when you've got to show up. So to have the same amount of pay, about $10 an hour, let's say, and not have to be told when to show up, that's a huge factor for a lot of people. You want to work overnights? Work overnights. You want to work middle of the day? You want to work weekends? Do it.
Right. That's why there's a lot of people that, you know, wind up doing these things to where they're their own boss.
Exactly. Now, have you encountered one situation I think can crop up is if there is an oversupply of Uber drivers, you might not get any rides. Have you ever encountered that where it just seems like, you know, not necessarily that it would be a slow night for drivers or for you know, getting rides, but just that there maybe are so many Uber drivers out that it's affected your business?
Yeah, I've encountered that, but I've kept data, and what I ended up doing was I just said, like, okay, when is the most profitable time for me to work? Mm-hmm. And then I work those hours.
Interesting.
So, I mean, if people are smart about it, they can figure it out themselves. And I wish they would actually release that data. I think it'd be a good service. Like, I mean, sometimes I make $30 an hour. I've made $40 an hour doing Uber, so you can make okay money. It's not the greatest job in the world or anything, but there's a lot of benefits, and if you need a side income, it's really nice. And
now I know that when you sign up, they tell you you're not supposed to expect tips from people, but every now and then, and they do tell the riders that you don't have to tip, so it's pretty much understood that it's not a tip-based service, but still, some people will give a tip. So you sent me some numbers here. Was that for personal, for just for my personal information, or was that for something you want to talk about on the air?
Sure. So, like, revenue-wise, on average, it works out to, like, $16 an hour. My car gets about 20 miles per gallon in Denver. Mm-hmm. So with the gas, I'm at $12.25 an hour on average.
You're an accountant by trade, so you're actually pretty good at crunching numbers like this. I'm going to take that at face value now. What about the tips? Do you factor that into your $16 an hour, or is that in addition?
I do factor that in.
You
so
do. Okay.
Tipping is pretty rare. I would guess like 10% of the time. I guess I could break it down and figure it out. But, I mean, the passengers are nice. And here's another thing, too. I mean, if you can let people work and, like, lower the cost of a service, like transportation, it's better for poor people because now they can afford to get rides.
Yeah, like, it's lowering.
A lot of
people, right, you're bringing the bar down for anybody who's the customer. Sorry, I interrupted you there. You were saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're really helping people. Like, if their car breaks down and they're working at McDonald's and they need a ride to McDonald's because it's 2 miles away, for, you know, $5 or whatever, they can get that.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps them and it helps me. So I don't see what the problem is with it.
Yeah, I remember taking somebody on New Year's Eve in Concord. They had actually just turned on the service in Concord, New Hampshire. And I was like one of two Ubers up there. So not very many people knew that we were available, but somebody hired me to take them down a street. I mean, they could have walked, but they, you know, they hired Uber to do it, and it didn't cost them very much in order to do that.
Yeah, the other thing is if you're a poor person and you, let's suppose you only can get a low-skilled job, you can't get full-time because of the government, it's really, really difficult to find two jobs that the schedules can line up.
Yeah.
So if you are, let's say you're working at McDonald's, it's a wonderful way to supplement your income because you can work during those off hours.
Yeah, and that's what we've heard so many people do. I mean, we followed the case of Uber Grandma out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, who was ticketed like 7 times in by the Portsmouth police because they were cracking down on Uber at that time. And she was doing it part-time. It was a way for her to pay some of her bills. She's basically partially retired, essentially, just kind of getting out there doing something.
And she had been a bus driver Portsmouth. And bus drivers don't have to jump through all of the weird hoops and hurdles that they wanted Uber drivers to jump through.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
The last thing, too, you know, because my car is my livelihood now, this car that I have, I've taken better care of it than I've ever taken of any other vehicle. I clean it out daily. Yeah. I get the oil changed because if it breaks, I'm going to be out of work.
Right. So yeah, that's a great point.
Strong intent to make sure.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I was driving people around with the cruiser. I would make sure it was as clean as it possibly could be in order to, you don't want people to be disappointed. You don't want them to be upset. You want to get those good ratings. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, James. I appreciate the info. Drive safe out there, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It does seem like the insurance side of things is a little sticky. I've been looking into that based on what that caller said earlier, and I wonder if that has more to do with government regulation of insurers than anything else.
Probably.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working
working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're doing a live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Lots of people with lots of opinions about Uber and Lyft and taxi cab companies and sort of this ongoing struggle between these organizations and the individuals involved. It's been fascinating, I think, so far here tonight. Ian and Daryl in the studio. Also want to remind you, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we're on the air 7 nights a week talking about the ideas of freedom, in this case, freedom from government regulation, and instead allowing the market to come up with solutions, to come up with protections. If you like the message that we share here, then please do your shopping with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon or some of the other stores through the links, you'll find there. There's also Walmart. When you enter Amazon through those links, there's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You click into the right one for you, and then whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. It helps us out when you do that, and you're getting the same great Amazon deals that you're used to. So the shopping experience is no different, except for you just start by going to shop.freetalklive.com, and it helps Free Talk Live. So please do that, and we appreciate it. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones and to the fun. Sarah, or excuse me, not Sarah, Linda. Linda is on the line in South Carolina. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I, for one, will only ever take a cab. And
really?
I will tell you why. As I understand it, and I tell my friends, especially women, taking Uber is like hitchhiking. There is no background check. I know
False.
They do claim that they have a background check,
they do.
They don't do fingerprinting.
So?
Correct?
Who cares?
No fingerprinting. If you
Why
work for a cab company, you must be fingerprinted. Plus,
why does that matter? It might not be true everywhere across the country.
Well, look, why is fingerprinting so important to you? I mean, our co-host Mark Edgington went to prison for second-degree murder, and he drove a cab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps it wasn't a very, I don't know what to say, except that I do understand there's no fingerprinting, and the definition of
background check. Okay, but what good is that doing? What good is it do? Look, well, what they do have is they require that you show them your driver's license, and so they get your ID based on that. They do background checks based on your identification, and if you start driving a car and you're not the person that's pictured that's supposed to be driving that Uber, then the customers can report you, and you're going to get shut down.
Well, I doubt anybody is going to go to that trouble when they're being driven to a restaurant or someplace. You know, their mind really isn't on that.
What is the concern, though, about the fingerprints? Oh, I guess I don't understand why that's such a big deal to you.
Yes. Well, it brings out, from what I understand from law enforcement, is that it can also uncover other information that would be important. And secondly...
But that doesn't answer my question. That's some sort of nebulous non-response. What specifically is it that you believe that someone being fingerprinted is going to reveal that a background check, a criminal background check, will not reveal? I mean, I want to hear what this is. What is it?
Oh, I really don't know, sir, except
So you don't
that,
know what you're talking about. Okay, let's move on. Next.
I do.
Next point. Oh, she hung up. I didn't hang up on her. Maybe she thought I was taking another call. I don't know. But look, I asked you what the concern was. Why are you so concerned about fingerprinting? Oh, well, I don't know why. So you just heard from somebody in law enforcement that it was bad that Uber didn't fingerprint? Well, what's the reason for that? Is it because the law enforcement department doesn't get a $25 fingerprinting fee? Could that be what it is? Because I remember it was in Austin, Texas. That was one of the requirements that drove Uber and Lyft out of town. Austin, yep. Texas, where they had a very vibrant ride-sharing scene, killed that vibe by requiring a $25 fee. Maybe that was Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But anyway, there was a fee. You had to go down to the police department. If you wanted to work for Uber or Lyft, you had to go through not just their background check, but you had to get a background check from the city of Austin, which, of course, you had to pay extra for. And Uber and Lyft were their position, their corporate official position on this was basically, hey, one of the benefits of working for us is you don't have to go down to some government office and jump through some stupid government hoops that do nothing whatsoever to provide extra protection. And then the cops will say something like, as they did in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the cops will claim that, oh, well, our background check is more stringent. Well, but what if the company doesn't want to have a stringent background check? What if the company doesn't care that somebody had some marijuana 7 years ago and were arrested for it?
Well, not only was the city and the taxi company saying that, you know, the government-run background check is more stringent, they also said, we don't know what Uber does for a background check. Then how the hell do you know that yours is more stringent?
Exactly. Really, it's about the money, though, isn't it, Daryl? I mean, the government
is all about the money,
right,
and it's all about control.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with protecting people. It has nothing to do with that, because as I pointed out, Mark Edge, who is not with us here tonight, he's down in Florida. He's on a semi-vacation. Probably will be back within a few weeks. But he went to prison. Now, in my opinion, he wrongfully was put in prison. But regardless, he still has a criminal record, a felony on his rap sheet,
yes,
that says that he was convicted for second-degree murder. I mean, it's very little that looks worse than that.
Correct.
That looks pretty bad at a glance. And most companies are not going to give you a chance to explain yourself. They're not going to, you know, give you the chance to tell them why it is that you never should have gone to prison and blah, blah, blah. They're just going to see that and they're going to say, thanks, but no thanks. Move on.
Right.
And yet, nonetheless, he got a job as a cab driver in Sarasota, Florida, which is not a small market. It's, you know, 500,000 people live in Sarasota County. It's not the size of Tampa, but it's pretty big.
Right.
And they definitely had cab regulations there at that time. Now, interestingly, Sarasota actually did the right thing, and it's very rare that I'll be able to say this about Sarasota because it's, you know, a big government place like a lot of places. But when the whole Uber thing started to hit there, their city council actually repealed the taxi ordinances.
Nice.
Well, wonders never cease. The government actually did something right for once. You know, the broken clock strikes right a couple times a day.
Right.
In this case, they actually repealed the regulations and made it a truly level playing field for everybody in that there were no regulations. At least that's my understanding of it. Maybe somebody out there listening in Sarasota knows, you know, the dirty details. But that's what I saw from the headlines and what little I did learn about it. Let's go to Everett. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Everett, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Great show, first of all.
Thanks.
Listen to you guys all the time.
Welcome.
And I own a small business here, a taxi company, for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pay $300 to be inspected four times a year. We have insurance that's $300 plus a month per cab, and it covers but it doesn't cover any damages to the cab.
Wow.
All it does is do liability for the customers should they get hurt in an accident. But still, that's pretty stiff. But the last thing is that my cabs, we have on-spot inspections where they just walk up out of bushes and go in the cab, and I've got one that has to have a tear in the seat repaired. It's like the size of a quarter, but it
ridiculous.
Has to be repaired. You know, so I'm saying that Uber, they just run rampant through here. My medallion cost $10,000 about 5 years ago, five and a half
Jeez.
Years ago I bought it. And now it's worthless. I mean,
is that for one cab? Is that $10,000
for one cab?
Wow.
And now you can't sell them, you can't give them. You can.
Right.
A lot of people have surrendered them to the city, so they don't have to go through the inspections. We got to pay I've got a business license, insurance, and most of my customers. Here's the big thing: they're my customers. They call me personally on my phone. I know about their dogs and their kids and their life.
Sure.
And we become really good friends, and they say, I wouldn't ride with anybody else because with Uber, I might get a serial rapist killer. I don't know. It's always
that's one of the downsides.
Random.
Yeah. I really love this call. If you want to hang on, Everett, hang on. We'll continue the discussion because that is definitely a downside of Uber is you don't ever get to pick your driver with Uber. It's just a random roll of the dice. Whichever driver happens to be closest to your location when you send the request is who Uber sends the request to. It has to do with the, you know, the closeness factor, which
right.
makes sense from a corporate kind of unfeeling company's perspective that they want to get somebody there as fast as possible. But you don't ever get to build a relationship, especially in a larger market. We're coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. There's enough time for you. If you want to join us now, our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can AMP the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, if you appreciate the fact that we're here 7 nights a week, live, talking with people about the ideas of freedom, the free market, liberty, alternative currencies, cryptocurrency. If you love the fact that we're out there doing that on over 150 radio stations around the country, and more hopefully will be coming soon, if you appreciate that, then please get behind the show for $5 a month. We are a very small budget operation here. This is a true labor of love for those of us behind the microphones, and every little bit counts. So even if all you can afford is $5 a month, you can join the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And really, I mean, we've been doing the AMP program for more than a decade now. It started in 2005, and it's basically plateaued for the last half a decade at around $3,000 a month. That's not a whole lot of money to market effectively what we do. But yeah, we still manage to bring new stations on board. Daryl, you and I are both the affiliate relations department for Free Talk Live. It's our job to, during the daytime, daylight hours during the week, call at radio stations and pitch the show to them and get them on board. Get them to sign up and start taking Free Talk Live so their audiences can hear these ideas. And your contributions as an amplifier, if you are or you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, make a big difference. Make it possible for us to effectively market this program to new stations and thereby spread the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee to you, if that's worth the price of a hamburger to you once a month, then please join the AMP program. Fewer than 300 of our listeners, I mean, we've got a global audience. We've got maybe hundreds of thousands of people listening on the radio. And, you're not obligated to do it. But if you do, it makes a big difference. You'll be one of just a few hundred supporters that are behind the scenes on this show. And you get access to perks like the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast. There's also the AMP Only Facebook group.
Now, some of these things that we give out for free are things that other talk show hosts wind up saying, you've got to buy a subscription to get the webcam.
The archives.
The archives that go back for, what,
a decade.
13, 14 a decade. Years almost?
Yeah. 2006 is where they pick up. You can actually go further back if you download our torrents. But you're right. I mean, a lot of other shows charge.
That stuff is free.
Correct.
For everybody.
In the world. Correct. So, you know, go and enjoy the website for free. Please, enjoy the show for free. Spread us around. Take the show. Download it. Share it. Edit it. We don't care. But if you like what we do, then please get behind the show, because you can't expect someone else to do it for you.
Right.
Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa and MasterCard, supposedly American Express, on our website, and also Bitcoin as well. And you get all those perks, and you help us spread the ideas of freedom. Go to AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Everett in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Now, Everett, you called in. You own your own cab. You have been, you know, giving people rides there for a long time, the same customers, people who appreciate your service, they come back, you've built relationships with these folks, and they've told you, and I think rightfully so, that they're not going to use Uber. They've no reason to take the risk of getting some unknown person when they can go with somebody that they've created a relationship with. I think that makes total sense.
Well, the biggest problem with Uber is it'd be like owning a bar that I'm sitting in front of, Barnacle Bills, and somebody puts a box up in front of there and says, I'm going to sell drinks and food out of this box, and I'm not going to pay all the money you paid to have that building. I have no overhead, and our overhead is insane, but it'd mostly be like me running a radio station in your parking lot, and, you know, you'd say, no, you can't do that.
Well, private property rights would prevent you from doing that. I mean, if indeed we actually had private property on the roads and sidewalks, that would be a complete game changer here. But in the case of the examples you give, you can't just set up shop in the parking lot of,
I'm saying that's what they've done. That's basically what they've done, because it costs us so much to be, you have to go in front of a board of 14 firemen, policemen, city councilmen, and be granted the opportunity to buy a medallion. And they go through an extensive background check. But they were asking me about, oh, you had two tickets in 1995. I'm like, well, that was 20 years ago. You know, but you go through every
year.
You
shouldn't have
to,
though. That's the thing. I mean, it sucks that they've done that to you. You know, it's like you've been abused.
You have lives in your hand, though.
Yeah, but you've been abused.
You have lives in your hand.
Sure, I understand that. But, you know, people...
There has to be a level.
Shouldn't I be free to take a risk? Shouldn't I be free to, you know, have somebody take me somewhere who hasn't jumped through those hoops? Shouldn't I, as a customer, be free to make a choice and take a risk?
The biggest problem with that, too, is that they show the guy on their commercial. He's worked 8 hours as a cook, and then he goes out and drives you. Now, first of all, those are two different skill sets, and it really does take a skill set, because people that just go and drive my cab, I've gone through a lot of people that come in and go, this is crazy. You're crazy. I quit, you know, because it gets insane dealing with hostile drunk people all night, you know. So you have to have a different set of skills than a cook or somebody that answers the phone in a cubicle. It takes almost a combat vet mentality to keep these people straight.
So let me ask this question. Let's suppose that my next door neighbor says, hey, my car's broken down. Can you give me a ride down to the Piggly Wiggly?
Mm-hmm.
Should I wind up having to go in front of the Board of Selectmen and the fire department and all of the other people to beg permission to be able to give my next-door neighbor a ride to the grocery store?
If you're going to choose that as a profession, you should be held to a standard.
That was not my question. Not the question.
I'm saying if you're going to do it one time, that's your friend. That's your choice. But the problem is that this is a thing that we do night in, night out for 10, 12 hours a day, and we do it every day, 7 days a week for me. And it does require that you have a certain level of skills that is not in a normal profession. Some people are made for it, some people aren't.
Right. So if I want to give my next-door neighbor a ride because their car's broken down, then should I or should I not have to jump through hoops and hurdles and beg permission?
Are you going to do that for a living?
It doesn't matter.
That's different. No, that is the matter, because a cab business is a living.
Well, the government doesn't care about that. I'd like to point out, the government doesn't care whether you're doing it for a living or not. If you do it once and they find out about it, they'll come after you. They will.
I'm sure it gets done all the time, because a lot of times people cancel out and say, oh, my friend showed up. I'm fine with it. And I tell them, that's fine, just call me next time. And we get a lot of people that are so drunk that I don't know, you know, it takes a certain level of person to be able to deal with them.
Yeah, I'd never be a cabbie. I don't want to deal with drunk people all the time.
No doubt about it.
My wife is an RN, and she said, I wouldn't drive a cab for all the money in the world, you know. So you've got people that are going, yeah, I could make a quick living. And the next thing you know, they stepped into something they have no idea. Second thing is, what if your friend's driving you and you guys get hit by a car and then he tells the insurance company or whatever, yeah, he was driving me, you know, I was paying him instead of a cab. Well, the insurance will be nullified at that point.
Yeah, that's a problem. That is I think that's probably, in my opinion, of all the objections we've heard tonight, it's the insurance objection that is, to me, the strongest, because, you know, that's something that a lot of people are concerned with, and rightfully so.
Right, and insurance not covering things is because of government regulations that prevent them?
Let me ask you this. I'll tell you this. There's only two companies in all of Myrtle Beach that you can even get insured with, because the insurance rate has been driven crazy. But Easy Cabs, the difference is that at Easy Cabs, we actually care about people. I know who their family members are, and I end up driving. Usually, it just spiders out, and that's why I've been able to function the way I have, because they call me at 9 o'clock in the morning, they call me at 4 o'clock in the morning, because they call me, not just somebody. You know, they're really.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's where you can shine as a cab driver is, you know, providing that personal level of service that you can create a relationship with that Uber does not offer. So I think you're right about that, Everett. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's just not something that Uber does. I think it's to their detriment.
Right.
Uber grandma would tell me that every now and then she just by random chance end up with the same people because she was one of several drivers in a relatively small market. So the odds are that at some point you're going to get her again. But in a place like New York City or, you know, a larger city, you're not likely to see the same driver a second time. And there are some people who do want to create that relationship. But on the other hand, when I was giving Uber rides, it was not uncommon for people to tell me without any, you know, asking on my part, I didn't prompt this, to just start going off about how terrible their experiences were with cab companies.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not an indictment against Everett. I bet he is a great cabbie and provides a real level of service that keeps bringing people back. But there certainly are plenty of stories of people who've been, you know, they felt like they've been abused by cab companies, treated poorly by cab companies, forgotten by them. You know, they call, the guy never shows up. I mean, there's so many stories like that about why cab companies have been terrible to people, and that's what drives people into the arms of Uber and its competitors. So, yeah, give good service, and you'll keep your customers. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Join us there. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.